The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast number 88. Today's show is brought to you by Kilted for Her Pleasure at yearofthekilt.com. Mark Gunn's newest t-shirt and CD of Kilted Celtic Comedy Music features 15 tracks of fun Celtic songs dedicated to the kilt and things that make you laugh. Visit the website to get your CD today and to pick up a free bumper sticker for kilt lovers that reads Kilted for Her Pleasure. Visit yearofthekilt.com for more details. Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and that was Whalebone with The Gathering from their CD Music from the Greenwood. Find them at whalebone-music.com. I want to welcome you all, and let me start by thanking all the new members for becoming a part of our Celtic community. Your generous donations, net store purchases, and memberships to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast are what keeps this show running. To become a member, it's just $20 a year. That's less than $2 a month, and you get free access to Songhenge, an exclusive archive of Celtic music downloads. Visit songhenge.com for details. Next, remember to head on over to the website, CelticMusicPodcast.com, and vote for your favorite song in this show. It's called the Celtic Top 5, and is your chance to tell the world which Celtic songs you enjoy by some of the best independent Celtic musicians. Finally, my new CD, Kilted for Her Pleasure, a collection of comedic Celtic songs, is now available on CD Baby. You can order that at 1-800-BUY-MY-CD to get your copy, or head over to yearofthekilt.com to order it. And you can order a t-shirt and get a free sticker as well. That is a great way to support this podcast, but another great way to support it is just by supporting the artists who support this podcast. Like this next band, this is Slip Jig with Star Above the Garter, Dennis Murphy's Merrily Kiss the Quaker's Wife. It's from their CD So Far, and you can find them at slipjigband.com. Thank you.
county down one morning last July. From a bell ring, ring came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, had to shake myself to see it wasn't really there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like my sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. As she onward sped, I shrugged my head, and I had such a feeling rare. And I says I to a passerby, who's a maid with a nut brown hair. He smiled at me, and he says he, that's a gem of the Irish crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's a star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like Miss Sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. At the harvest fair, she'll be surely there, and I dress in my Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright and my hat cocked bright, for a smile from my nut brown rose. No pipe ball smoke, no horse stall yoke, till my plow turns a rust colored brown, and me own sweet bride by my own fireside, and the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like my sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Kay, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like my sweet Colleen that I met at the county down.
The stout and the porter, the whiskey, the wine, we're all flowing free by the look in your eyes. Memories come flooding back from younger days. We made it this far, let's not put it to waste, my friend. Fill 'em up again. Oh, my friend, fill 'em up again. Well, Aaron and John throwing Guinnesses down. Lisa's got cider, yeah, she's on a third round. Everything's clear on whiskey, they say. Got the wisdom of Tullamore in my veins, my friend. Fill 'em up again. Oh, my friend, fill 'em up again. The laughter, the tease, and the love and the lies can all fall away in the blink of an eye. I wish we could stare just right where we are forever. The future it calls without reason or rhyme. You will take your road and I will take mine. But as long as you're here, a health to you all. Together, my friend, fill 'em up again. Oh, my friend, fill 'em up again. When the night's passing on, the story's been told. Oh, the drinks that we have are getting dangerously low. Hands on the clock, getting near the last call before stumbling home. Let's go up for one more, my friend. Fill 'em up again. Oh, my friend, fill 'em up again. I said, my friend, fill 'em up again.
That was Fill 'em Up Again by Dublin O'Shea from their CD Have Another Drink, Boys. You can find them at dublinoshea.com. Before that was Jimmy McRae with Amazing Grace and Reels and Strathspeys. It's from their CD Scottish Pipes and African Drums. Head on over to the podcast to find out more about it, Jimmy. Or you can go to thelostart.co.uk/Jimmy. Before that was the Kish Celtic Band with the Star of the County Down by request. It's from their CD, The Kish Celtic Band. You can find them at myspace.com/Kish Celtic. Now, if you follow me on Facebook, Twitter, or read the Celtic MP3's music magazine, you know I've done a lot of promotion recently for iTunes iMixes. I started using these mixes to help promote Celtic music on iTunes, and each mix features at least one of my Celtic compilation CDs, plus a variety of tracks from different Celtic artists. I release a new one pretty much every week now. I mention it a lot in the Pub Songs podcast. Now, this week's iMix is called Celtic Music Riot. It features a bunch of upbeat Celtic songs and tunes. Many of them were picked from this episode of the podcast and the last episode as well. Today, I'd like to ask you to go rate my iMix. You can find a link at it at markgun.com/iMix, or just follow the link in the show notes. But you can help me and independent Celtic music by rating these mixes. Your ratings will help push the artists up the charts, and they'll earn some well-deserved recognition. So this is a great very direct way of helping independent Celtic music. Now, my iMixes are unfortunately only available to users in the United States. So if you're outside the US or are using a different podcatcher than iTunes, I want you to do something as well. Make your own iMix or mix. Pick tracks from my compilations and from my Irish and Celtic music podcast, plus some of your favorite Celtic artists. Then post a link to it in the show notes. I will feature it on the website so you can help promote indie Celtic music all around the world. So let's get that going. Now, my next big show is Labor Day weekend at Dragon Con in Atlanta, Georgia. The con will also host a reunion concert for my old group, the Brobdingnagian Bards. That takes place on Friday night, but on Monday, I'm hosting a live Pub Songs podcast. If you're not familiar with the Pub Songs podcast, it's another show that I do. Comes out every Monday. It's a shorter show, about 30 minutes. It features usually about 6 songs, 4 or 5 tracks from other artists. And it's a wide variety. It's mostly Celtic, but not entirely. So it's a nice mix. And occasionally I spend time ranting and talking about various things that are going on in my life. That's most of what it's about. But it's a good Celtic music show as well. Now, this live Pub Songs podcast is going to be a special feature on Firefly drinking songs. You can find more about that at pubsong.com. I also have shows coming up in Dallas and Lafayette, Louisiana, coming up in the next couple months. You can find all those details by visiting my website at markgunn.com. Let's jump back into the music. Next up is the Sheridan Band with Far Atlantic Shore from their same titled CD. Find them at thesheridanband.com.
Far and light shore, along the 1,000 women who love 1,000 more. The devil should call my name before I reach the end. Lying and drinking and stealing, we'll do it over again. Walked among the gallows, I cheated the bloody road. I sailed the seas of scurvy, dogs and tots were black as coal. A priest had come to me, forgave me of my sins. I sailed into the nearest port and started over again. I'm allowed to go, the fire and light shore. Love 1,000 women who love 1,000 more. The devil should call my name before I reach the end. Lying, drinking, and stealing, we'll do it over again. Long will I have to go, the fire and land shore. Love 1,000 women and love 1,000 more. The devil should call my name before I reach the end. Lying, drinking, and stealing, we'll do it over again. Was banished from me homeland, the price upon me head. A tangle with a noble lord, wish that I was dead. I sailed to the open seas, fearing for me life. Will never let a noble lord catch a witness wife. Homeward as we go, the fire and shore. Love 1,000 women and love 1,000 more. The devil should call my name before I reach the end. Lying, drinking, and stealing, we'll do it over, yeah. I'm allowed to go, the fire and light shore. Love 1,000 women and love 1,000 more. The devil should call my name before I reach the end. Lying, drinking, and stealing, we'll do it over again. A pirate's life for me, a soul of upset. Tonight I'll find myself a home and lying in his bed. If I should reach my end, the far Atlantic shore. Raise a glass, toast the past and think of me no more. Homeward I can go, the far Atlantic shore. Alone for 1,000 women and love 1,000 more. The devil should call my name before I reach the end.
drinking and stealing. We'll do it all again. Thousand more, the devil should call my name before I reach the end. Lying, drinking, and stealing, we'll do it over again. I'm the last to go, the fire line of shore. Love a thousand women, I love a thousand more. The devil should call my name before I reach the end. Lying, drinking, and stealing, we'll do it over again. I'm
took the road for old Donegal. Said she goodbye, sir. I dried my eyes.
sing along if you know the words. As I came home on Monday night, drunk as drunk could be, I saw a horse outside the door where my old horse should be. So I called my wife and I asked her,
"Hey,
could you kindly tell to me who owns that horse outside the door where my old horse should be?"
"Well, you drunk, you silly old fool, and say you cannot see.
That's a lovely sow that me mother sent to me. Many's a day I traveled 100 miles or more, but a saddle on a sow, no, I never did see before." Now as I came home on Tuesday night, drunk as drunk could be, I saw a coat behind the door where my old coat should be. So I called my wife and I asked her, "Could you kindly tell to me who owns a coat behind the door where my old coat should be?"
"Why, you drunk, you silly old fool, until you cannot see.
That's a lovely blanket that me mother sent to me. Many's the day I traveled 100 miles or more, but buttons on a blanket now I never did see before." Now as I came home on Wednesday night, drunk as drunk could be, I saw a pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be. So I called my wife and I asked her, "Could you kindly tell to me who owns that pipe upon the chair where my old pipe should be?"
"Well, you drunk, you silly old fool, until you cannot see.
That's a lovely tin whistle that me mother sent to me. Many's the day I traveled 100 miles or more, but tobacco in a tin whistle, no, I never did see before." As I came home on Thursday night, drunk as drunk could be, I saw 2 boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be. So I called my wife and I asked her, "Could you kindly tell to me who owns those boots beneath the bed where my old boots should be?"
"Well, you drunk, you silly old fool, until you cannot see.
Those are 2 geranium pots me mother sent to me. Many's the day I traveled 100 miles or more. Geranium pots and laces, no, I never did see before." I came home on Friday night, drunk as drunk could be. I saw a rise beneath the sheets where my old rise should be. So I called my wife and I asked her, "Could you kindly tell to me who owns that rise beneath the sheets where my old rise should be?"
"Why, you drunk, you silly, you fool, until you cannot see.
That's a lovely shillelagh that me mother sent to me.
Many's a day I traveled 100 miles or more, but knickers on a shillelagh, no one ever did see before."
Now as I came home on Saturday night, around the hour of 3, I saw a man run out the door with his pants about his knees. So I called my wife and I asked her,
"Hey,
could you kindly tell to me who was that man at the hour of 3 with his pants about his knees?" And she told me,
"Well, you drunk, you silly old fool, until you cannot see.
That was a tax collector that the queen sent to me.
Many's a day I traveled 100 miles or more, but an Englishman that could go till 3, and I never did see before."
Oh, thank you.
It was yours.
And that was 7 Drunken Nights by Seamus Stout from their CD Off the Wagon. Find them at myspace.com/Seamus Stout. Before that, Speed the Plowmason's Apron by Jolly Rogues from their CD, Hicks the Pirate, brand new CD. You can find them at jollyrogues.com. And topping it off was Liz Madden with Galway Shaw from her CD, My Irish Home. Find her at lizmaddenmusic.com. Some listener feedback. Dawn writes, "Hi, Mark. Just wanted to drop you a note to say how happy and thrilled I was to come across your podcast. As a classically trained musician with a minor in folk music, I was very excited to hear a great mix of traditional and new music and a bit of history background within your podcast. You remind me of my very first music professor. Brings back memories of late nights with good friends, research, practice, the occasional pint, and much fun. Since finding your cast, I really have been cheating on my other podcasts I listen to. Also, I have been doing much more musically at home and during my day jobs, and so much so, while I think my cats are loving the cat drinking songs, my human family members, well, let's just say, think I've finally fallen off the deep end and have asked that my sing-alongs be pared down to locations like my studio and the barns." I hope you keep up the cast. I look forward to hearing more from you. Brightest blessings, Don. That's awesome, Don. Ooh, and you compared me to a music professor. That's pretty cool. I wish I could say I deserved it, but you're too kind. Thank you. I am always happy that I can share the music with you, and not to hurt those other podcasts, but keep cheating on them. Ha-ha! No, I'm just kidding. There are a lot of great podcasts out there, and I have some that I listen to and whatnot that are on my website at CelticMusicPodcast.com, and I invite you to head on over there and check out some of these other podcasts, including other Celtic podcasts, because there's a lot of great ones out there. Mine is not the only one, so... And if you have a suggestion for other cool podcasts, you know, you can post those in the show notes as well. I'd love to hear your suggestions. Now, Rachel Beardsley writes, Mark, by the time you read this, I hope to have already graduated and be a full-fledged archaeologist. I've been listening to your podcast, both Irish and Renfair, since before I started classes, and I intended to keep on tuning in throughout my master's classes. I owe a big debt to your podcast for keeping me awake through endless hours of lab work inspired in my work. And if not exactly happy in field school, then at least not all angry and doomy. Your commercials for The Signal even helped a few brown coats recognize each other. But most importantly in my mind was this weekend when my class hosted an anthropology conference with cumulative make-or-break presentations that dictated whether we would go on to be happy new shovel bums or stuck in class for another year. It probably goes without saying that I'm not exactly fond of public speaking, and being in Ohio, working on sub-Roman Britain isn't the wisest of choices. There were more than a few times I was ready to toss my paper out the window and do something easier and more local and easier to pronounce. But listening to the podcast always reminds me how much I enjoy Celtic culture. The conference was a huge success, and the party after even better. My class and I raise a glass to you and the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Fly high, Rachel. Thanks, Rachel. That's awesome. You know, you say easier to pronounce, and I'm sure what you mean by that is that you listen to my podcast and you feel better about your pronunciations after hearing me pronounce anything in Gaelic. Is that what you mean? Yeah, I'm sure that's it. No, seriously, that's just awesome. And a big congrats on making it as an archaeologist. And I'm glad I can keep the doom and gloom out of your world. Stay shiny. And of course, if you want to find out about the Signal. Signal is a podcast for Firefly fans. It's a TV show that came out many years ago, and it's still going strong. The Browncoats, the fans out there, are absolutely love it. And I'm so excited to be a part of that community, which is why I play that promo quite often, because I love the show. It's an awesome show. A sci-fi western. Might seem weird, but it's really cool. All right, stay shiny, and let's get back to some more music. Next up is Fairy Day with Busker's Dream from a demo. Find them at fairyday.nl. Thank you.
pretty violent man he was. Really quite a fighter. Stepper told the tune of fiery pain. Stepper told the tune of fiery pain. Together,
secret
meeting on the heather, feeling foolish, giddy.
Lovers
are circumspect, but
usually
they do suspect. Feel those people watching. In a tight spot, always down. Always in a tight spot, always down.
That you will live on the lips of those helped your journey home, or if it helped me let you go. I'll sing for you because I need to. Right now this is all I know. You always said you wanted me to, so I will sing you home. I will sing you home. We're born unto this earth, generations one by one, ash to ash and dust to dust. There is nothing left undone. I'll sing for you because I need to. Right now this is all I know. You always said you wanted me to, so I will sing you home. I will sing you home. I'll sing for you because I need to. Right now this is all I know. You always said you wanted me to, so I will sing you.
That was Searson from their CD Live. That was Footstomp. Find them at searson.org. For that was Sing You Home by Ennis from their CD Lessons Learned. Find them at ennismusic.com. And topping it off was Southern Tenant Folk Union with Hardy from their CD The New Farming Scene. Find them at southerntenantfolkunion.com. Now, you can find out more about the artists in this show at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And while you're there, you can subscribe to our Celtic MP3s music magazine and visit the link for our Celtic Music CD store. Please support the artists who support this podcast and buy their CDs, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. We're going to be back with the Celtic Top 5 right after this.
Have you ever found yourself in this situation?
Oh, he was trying to pull an Angel and Sharon dumped him.
What?
Or this situation.
My boyfriend just totally turned into Parker. Why is it that the men in my life have to become such a mirror of Buffy's social and interpersonal life?
What?
Or perhaps you found yourself in this situation.
And there was I thinking, why didn't the Alliance come up with a way to reverse the process on the Reavers when I realized that if...
Is this about that Josh Whedon thing again?
Oh, never mind.
If this is you, then have we got the podcast for you. Let's talk Joss.
Join us every month as we discuss Joss Whedon topics in depth with various fans of his works.
Topics range from the lighthearted to the seriously in depth.
So visit us at letstalkjoss.com.
Or if you'd like to participate, email us at letstalkjoss@gmail.com.
It's time for the Celtic Top 5. In every episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, I ask you to vote for your favorite song in that podcast. The most popular song is then featured at the end of the next podcast. Cast your vote at CelticMusicPodcast.com. Here are the most popular songs from the last show. At number 5, Kilted for Her Pleasure by Mark Gunn. Number 4, Gallant Murray by Black Rose and Duve. Number 3, Shebeg Shamor by Slan. Number 2, Raised on Black and Tans by Gaelic Storm. And the number 1 song in the Celtic Top 5 was Clúna Gro Riel by Anton Emery from his CD, Noon Lasses. Find him at CelticFingerStyleGuitar.com. Well, that is all we have for today's show of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I hope you had a great time as much as I did. And I will be back in a couple weeks, probably going to be the week after Labor Day, since that's going to be a big weekend for me. I don't know. Maybe I'll throw together a show sooner than that. You never know. That's kind of the way I fly. So I hope you enjoyed and stay shiny. I'll talk to you soon. Sláinte.